Well, happy feast day of Our Lady of the Rosary, also known as, previously was known under the title, Our Lady of Victories. So this feast day, I don't know, maybe you guys already know the story, but I'm going to say it anyway, just in case there's somebody who doesn't. So the background behind this feast was in the year 1571, the Ottoman Turks were once again poised to try to take over Europe. You know, it's interesting because I think in the last 200 years we have this mentality like, okay, Europe is always bullying the rest of the world, and you know, the poor Middle Eastern countries are just trying to defend themselves against these bullies in Europe. And no, actually the superpower at the time, the bully, was Turkey, and the whole, which owned the whole Middle Eastern part of the world. And they kept trying to take over Europe, which seemingly, because Europe was constantly politically so divided, it kept looking like this is viable, you know, because there are all these little treasons between one country and another, even though you would think if they just worked together, they would actually benefit. But, you know, that was too hard for them. So the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary was when the Ottoman Turks were sending this massive armada of ships. They were going to come, and this was going to be the death blow again of Europe. And there was a battle off of Lepanto, which is, I don't remember what the Greek name is, but it's on the bay on the western side of Greece. And there was this alliance of Catholic kingdoms, there's like, you know, 10 different Catholic kingdoms in Europe against the Ottoman Turks. And more or less, actually, I looked at the numbers right before Mass. More or less, the numbers were even. So it was a pretty even fight on paper. But surprisingly, not only did the Catholics win, but the Catholics massacred the Turks. It was not a fair fight whatsoever. The Turks attacked and they got really blown up. And what that meant was, okay, that meant that they were able to buy peace for a certain amount of time, and it made the Turkish Empire, you know, think twice about invading again anytime soon. Now, why is this a big deal? Because all of Europe, Christianity was afraid, and Pope St. Pius V declared, you know, once this armada of allied forces went out, he declared and asked all Catholics to be praying the rosary for the defense of Christianity from the invasion of the Ottoman Turks. And the story goes that, you know, there was no internet and there were no telephones, right? So the battle took place hundreds of miles away from Rome. So it would have taken several days for the word to get from Greece to Rome, even if they sent a quick ship over, at least a couple of days minimum. But the Holy Father was in prayer, you know, really concerned, and Christianity was there praying for the salvation of Christendom, and all of a sudden Pope Pius V just looks up, he has this vision, and he declares, "Ring the bells, we've won." So apparently Our Lady appeared to him and let him know, "Your prayers have been answered, you have won." And a couple days later, lo and behold, the ships come over from Lepanto with the great news. "We won!" "Yeah, don't worry about it, we already knew." "It's old news, go back." But in gratitude for this, the feast day was inaugurated. Now, what was the miracle? The miracle, obviously, the fact that the Holy Father received this vision was a bona fide miracle. The miracle in my mind wasn't so much that they won, because like I said, on paper it looked like it was pretty even fight. I think the miracle was twofold. Number one, the miracle is that they won decisively, but I think even more so was this. The miracle of Our Lady of the Rosary is that Christendom united. You had all these different kingdoms, and they were all fighting with each other all the time and always scheming to get ahead and everything. And through the prayer of the rosary, Christians came together and they united. And that is the role of Our Lady, that is the role of the Holy Spirit. Theologically, when you say, what is kind of, quote-unquote, the function of the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the principle of unity in love. The Holy Spirit is the uniter. Satan is the divider. And Our Lady, who is the spouse of the Holy Spirit, wherever she is present, she will unite. And that, I think, is the great lesson of Our Lady of the Rosary that we can also learn for ourselves. In our families, in our parish, in all of our needs, not only can we turn to Our Lady and ask her, hey, we need a little miracle here, give me what I need, you know, cure my uncle from cancer or whatever, but if we want our families to be united, then pray the Rosary. Pray the Rosary. It is the secret to union.